This is a production of Cornell University.
And I believe you have some folks with you. While you are setting up, because we did receive significant public comment on this resolution, we are going to take some time to review the foundation, what brought it to us, what was occurred, what was done. We will then open the floor to questions from the members. 2 minutes per question or comment from members. Once each member has had an opportunity to speak once, we will open the floor to the speakers list. We have 5 members on the speakers list. We'll come back to member questions the final round, and then depending on where you are, we'll move from there. Whether we vote or do something else, take amendments, et cetera. And Mr. Calderon, when you are ready, and we have Mr. Howe, we're connecting Mr. Dave Howe for the facility into the meeting. He has been instrumental in the testimony that was received by the campus infrastructure committee.
So, meet everyone. I'm the chair of the campus infrastructure committee. As we received the presentation for on January 28th, we received the main time, I think, members are very well trained. We're well acquainted with the various reasons behind our actions, or they've been updated several times.
We're having so many new members and so many new present, and with the public comment, we provide presentation just to understand and give you the basic info from the background and context.
If I may interrupt briefly, Mr. Bruce Calderon, a copy of the briefing is before members, as are the public comments that were received. That table copy one is the public comments, which was also forwarded to each of you last week. There are also some other table copy comments. Those are in line with things that were sent to us by members of the public that I expect will be brought out during that period of our discussions. Thank you. I return the floor to the sponsor.
Just a little bit of a point of clarification, sorry, a little loud. I'm actually in environmental health and safety, but during the last couple of months, I served an interim role in transportation, so that's why I'm here speaking to you today. So we'll talk about resolution number 14. So just to talk a little bit about what the specific focus was, as a partner with the city and the county for TCAT, the board has asked that Cornell reaches a commitment for $1 a ride. Currently, our financial investment towards line discount for a ride is around 84 cents a ride based on last year's ride. And so there was an ask for us to try to meet that commitment this next year. So a request for allocation was made to the budget office. Unfortunately, the $500,000 ask was denied. And so in doing so, in January, we approached the UA to speak to you about looking at alternatives for trying to reach that commitment. So talk a little bit about, I just want to go back really quickly just to review some of the data that we talked about at that time. So as you can see, with the CU fares paid at the blue line, it's paid pretty flat, especially starting from 2008 during the recession period. And with that flat, as the rides have gone up, the red line is where we should be at in order to be $1 a ride based on an increased ridership. Now, ridership for faculty and staff have remained pretty consistent and constant for that entire rate. However, we've seen the student rides have increased substantially. That's a good problem to have. I mean, the nice thing is that we do have a ridership culture. That's been a good problem to have. The struggle now is how to reach that $500,000 gap. So one of the things to look at here, too, as well, is, again, the money that go towards funding that come from different areas. The blue line represents what the university actually allocates specifically for the new Cornell funding or the volume discount for $1 per ride. As you can see, it's not fully subsidizing that amount there. So the additional amount is then funded by transportation over the red line. That provides some of the money that they get from the revenues to also try to make up that amount through that. Unfortunately, at that point now, there's not a ability to draw more money from transportation, and that's why that allocation was asked for that. To also go back in history a little bit, when was the Cornell and Freeman Lincoln's introduced? It was introduced back in the 2005, late 2005 time frame. And because of that, in 2006, both incoming unicornel as well as sophomores were given the opportunity to have a free bus pass at that point. Now, one of the things we've seen here was that unintended consequence was that, as you can see, the blue bar represents total student pass purchases, and the red shows sophomore pass purchases. And so one of the unintended consequences we saw was a decrease in the actual number of student passes as well as sophomore uptake on the passes as well. So on one sense, we have increased ridership quite a bit, and that's a good thing to have. Unfortunately, it's all been on the free ridership, and we haven't seen that it parlayed into an increase in pass purposes from students. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Right in that brief context, the issue came to the CIC to address this issue. So they have the need to meet a dollar per ride, returning 84 cents, and every request they have $1 million, and they were denied. Coming up to that, what we did in the first couple meetings, we looked at pop shelters. So how can we solve this issue? We looked at student Omni ride passes. Can we increase student Omni ride passes that are already being subsidized from $600 to $200? We were asked how much we need to increase to make up this deficit. We assumed that if we increase it by $300, we need to keep a 70% or so retention rate. That, unfortunately, I didn't think was fair to put the burden on a few select number of students who actually use it so we can pay for freshmen. I didn't think it was fair if you didn't use it, or if you did use it, you didn't really receive a fair allocation. 3 nights and weekend, that put a huge bump into the deficit, but of course, I think it's more of a safety priority if you keep it. So we really didn't think about too hard about this one, and we wanted to keep this one, so we did. And we realized that it was far more of a priority because people have free at night, at 6 p.m., and at weekends to have this free ride. Unicornell, obviously, single ride by swipe is one thing we propose, and I think it's already passed an essay, which is using your Cornell ID to pay by the ride. We've looked at other alternatives like changing routes. Changing routes really don't do much of an impact when it comes to upcoming up to $500,000. We looked at how much can we give you for free. So we can't give you a year, how much could we give you? We give you a semester. Unfortunately, what that requires is increasing the OmniPass ride to the second semester. And what that also provides is, because eliminating this would be very close to the limit, we don't know if there would be feasible. So even then, it's not really going to be feasible. This is cutting it very tight. This resolution is cutting the $500,000 very tight. We're hoping that it could be an alternative in the future. This is a resolution. It's been present for quite a long time. The UA members have been saying this for a while. Well, am I not offended now?
You're talking about my line?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, when it came to Prop Cato, it included the entire transportation deficit. Now to specifically address the TCAT deficit, I'd like to amend line 9 from $700,000 to $500,000. This is specifically what is being caused by the freshman ridership.
In other words, this is an amendment to change an error of fact in what was posted. There's been an amendment proposed to change in line 9, $700,000 to $500,000. Is there a second? Is there? Can I ask for unanimous consent to approve the amendment of 1-9 to $700,000 to $500,000? Are there any objections? There are none, it is unanimously accepted.
That having been said, I'm a graduate student as well. I don't really want this to happen. But looking at, I'm not really happy with this choice. I want to make clear to all the students and all the people that are out there listening and all you guys are commenting. I think it's not a good thing. It's obvious that it's not a good thing for students not to have a free ride. Now, let's look at it from the real perspective, from the company's perspective. Something's going to be done. Either way, something's going to be done, and it's our decision to determine how they come up with this deficit, how they come up with this money. So, in the absence, looking at viable solutions, because they're already denied there are some viable solutions out there, this is what we came up with. We just assume that it's fair only if you write it. If you're the ones writing it,
then you should pay for it just the opposite. Just one way.
First up would be member comments. I would limit them to 2 minutes each, and I would start. Can you please clarify for the non-UA members present who is on the campus infrastructure committee? Please propose that.
We have 2 undergraduate, kind of like LBF, because you can sit in on all our meetings as well. We have a member based in the committee assembly. Every meeting, we have 2 members at every assembly, graduate students, faculty, employees. Students, the voice was really heard from everyone. We didn't really try to come up with a solution that would be unfair for anyone specific. And just to address anyone, when you come up with public comment, please address it as to a feasible solution as opposed to your sentiment. Because your sentiment, again, I'll be with it and I'll agree with you, but that doesn't fix the problem. And action is going to be taken otherwise. So, how can we actually fix it?
It's difficult to predict that. So there's no true way of telling what the specific consequences are. I think the conferences that will be able to meet are part of equations and asked by both the city and county for a dollar ride. That speaks for that. As far as the formal ridership, I mean, we can't really tell specifically how that will react. We do think that the essay resolution regarding swipe by ID is a great idea, and that it will hopefully actually capture a new market, a new segment for people who might have been letting off ride because they don't want to fish out at all officially and trying to figure out change in order to ride the bus. So we actually think there'll be some offsets and we'll actually increase in the ridership from that effort themselves.
And those because can I follow up?
You're still with the
Do you have concerns though that if you look at retention rates for first year and second year students, the number of people that actually take advantage of that are small. So it's really a minute increase on that any slight provider being provided because a great solution to try to grow the market. But I don't know how we can come up with a solution to eliminate such large ridership with such unknown about what effect it will have on overall ridership and other funding coming in. If Cornell is looked at as a partner with the county and the city, I'm worried about our decision here if we're Cornell's decision to eliminate such a large ridership base and then create a new problem for PCAP, which from what I'm gathering has some issues already that need to be worked through. So I struggle with that and I'm searching for more information.
We're trying to answer this on the dollar per ride. That's like dollar per ride solution. I think that's the more important part. Now looking at the TCAT aspect, looking at Cornell, how can we pay our fair share per rider? I think that's a good issue. How can we pay our dollar per rider? We did a feasibility study, and it showed that if freshmen were to buy the OmniPass at the same rate, sophomores, juniors, and seniors would buy it, we would hit that dollar mark. And I think that is why we said this is a solution. It's possible. Because if they were just to buy at the same rate, sophomores, juniors, and seniors were to buy it, we would hit that dollar mark.
All freshmen or just those that you actually get the actual number you capture in the second year?
No, just freshmen in general.
So all freshmen need to buy it?
No. If they were to buy it at the same percentage. If 30% of sophomores buy it, freshmen would buy it at the same percentage, we would hit that dollar mark. So we're not so much worried about, it is $500,000 benefit, but where the real prime concern is how can we hit that dollar? Because that is the commitment. And what this would cause is the $500,000 caused by not hitting that dollar with an increase in riders. But the debt would also go down if riders go down.
That time, gentlemen, other questions for members?
This afternoon. About the dollar mark. And is that
Yeah, so they need to add a little clarification too. So the dollar of the ride is actually a commitment that TCAP has forged with Cornell, and it's been there somewhat informally, but I think is in the process of being formalized as well. It's been accepted as formalized. I can't tell you what the basis of it was or why it was formulated, but that's been the benchmark of what's been done and what TCAP and the city and the county have asked for has been from the volume discount. So whether or not it could be adjusted, I think that's a question for the TCAP board to work through with the organization itself of where that is. I might add as a kind of a point to that as well, that while the focus for us is a dollar ride, at the end of the day, Cornell University is still investing $3.5 to $4 million a year. So we can focus on the per ride, but overall, physically, the university is still funding quite a bit into TCAP.
Other questions by members? Seeing none, we will turn to the public speaking list. Well, yes. After we get through the public list, we will go through a second round of member questions. So much information. Now that we're done, I know that the first person up was Keanu Baker Striper. Can you yield your floor to someone? You have somebody who speaks in your place. She's already on the list. No, you can't give her extra time, but you can tee it up if you'd like. Please, so we need to bring your mic down to the floor.
So I guess one thing I would like to bring up is the effect on the UAW and the TCAP workers. If this goes through and the freshman bus pass is taken away, we can expect to see a decrease in ridership. I guess we expect to see a decrease in the TCAP's revenues, which would greatly impact the collective bargaining agreement, the collective bargaining that's going to be going on between the UAW and TCAP this summer. All right, so these workers have already had to accept increases in healthcare costs and lower increases in salaries, and these people are like trying to make a living, and by cutting this bus pass, you can make it harder for them to make a living. So that's all I have.
You may, if you wish, please go to the microphone.
Currently, TCAP is subsidizing. Cornell is not decreasing the subsidy. And currently freshmen are coming in for free, so there's no decrease in revenue. Well, actually, there's probably an increase because freshmen now start paying. Cornell's not decreasing the subsidy amount. So in that sense, I don't understand how you decrease in revenue. But what I would understand, besides that, I can't comment on public workers and how that's going to impact your life. I'm sorry.
Next person on the speaker's list is Mr. Max Wiesbrock. Mr. Weisbrod put in a point paper. He's also had comment number 9 online. The point paper is in front of you and the table comment, I believe, number 2.
Hi, University Assembly. No matter how you vote on Resolution 14, the same outcome will happen. Bus passes for first-year students are going away. Therefore, you should be most concerned with the message your vote sends, as well as the resolution. In this resolution, we are told the following. Be it therefore resolved that Cornell is unable to increase its subsidies for first-year students, two first-year students will no longer be able to receive free annual TCAP passes. This denies that Cornell could have chosen to make TCAP passes a priority and makes the University Assembly complicit in this decision by administrators. You should not accept this message, and I offer a productive alternative. Amend out the aforementioned text and amend in the 2 following recommendations. 1, the SA and GPSA should cover the deficit for first-year bus passes by alleging appropriate student activity increase. Two, the provost should take into consideration students' quality of life in making funding decisions. The eventual achievement of these recommendations is, again, irrelevant to the message that they send. Simply making these recommendations accomplishes two main goals. One, they apply to the administration is not adequately considering quality of life. Two, they set the stage for real shared government through real shared control of discretionary spending. Also, these amendments do not affect Resolution 14 guidance, which was aforementioned. In my amendment, the first year passes are still going to be the first to go when the SAF does not increase, as it won't. By acknowledging that there is a deficit for first year passes, they are the first on the chopping block. Also, this will definitely affect revenue because it affects state revenue, which is tied to ridership. So that's something to keep in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weisbrod.
I spoke with Mr. Weisbrod already, and he requested, you didn't mention it, a $45 increase, which might be about the right amount. Just coming up with Mr. Speed and Mr. Ulysses, you can only increase it by 46%. It's about $9 to $12, $12 at most. So, this will make sense to you. How do you get to what, is that correct, please?
Just so I get clear about how our fee is set, and also to clarify, this would have to be split between the SA and the GPSA because we set our fees separately. Mm-hmm. We're each given a window percentage unequal to most, just about everybody, just because we want to make sure our members are evaluating each of them instead of applying for violent funding separately and equally without knowing what that number is. We're given only a specific window. This year was 4 to 6%. Was the number that we were allowed to increase the activity by. This is so that we have a control so that we're not giving all undergraduates or graduate students this huge number, which is a line item in your tuition that you now have to pay. So even between the two assemblies with that, we have a very tip top of that number, it wouldn't reach the $45 limit. It's also set, at the time our activity fee is set, that proposal for tuition is already pretty much being seen and voted on in January. I believe Ross has clarified that also. So I'm not quite sure if it would hit that. And our currently it's set for the next 2 years, and we can't amend that at this moment in time.
So to on that, it's not really feasible. And again, it goes off the consent that I agree, you should make financially conscious decisions on student life. I'm a hotelier. That's what pretty much the service industry is about. I 100% agree with that. Now, now that this actually just solved that deficit, that would, unfortunately.
Thank you. Next person on the speaker's list is Ms. Alina Schechter. I apologize. We recognize you in just a second. Members, Ms. Schechter provided a PowerPoint presentation that I accepted on your behalf and promised her that I would forward, which I did last week. A copy is on the table. The table copy is number 3. Ms. Schechter, we recognize you for 2 minutes.
Am I allowed to have the presentation, sir?
I don't know that we have it teed up. Members have it in front of them.
Hello everyone. I just first wanted to start off by saying that tuition has been increased by $2,000 for all students, and this is an increase of $27 million just from undergrad alone. I didn't include graduates. So, also, tuition is the main source of income for Cornell, and that was the second. So, when they say they can't afford it, I think the same speaks for itself. It's kind of hard.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.